Get the mic over here. WMFO in Medford, Rising with Sky Bar. We have Todd and Lisa Erickson come on and talk about Rock Garden Records in about 15 minutes. Gonna play a lot of new music though prior to that. This is a song by a band called Bully. It's about women's rights to choose and global warming, and I think she also throws some gun control in there, all things in which I'm in favor of. But this is by Bully. WMFO in Medford, Rising with Sky Bar.
Don't walk our streets with your flagrant bias.
All right, that was Aeroplane Driver, the new one by Shiver Lane. Before that, Hammered Saint would steal the show. Tim McCoy has a solo release out. The song was called Hey May. Started with Bully and All This Noise. It's 809 WMFO in Medford, Rising with Sky Bar. We're going to have Todd and Lisa up and about. I'm going to play two more songs. I'm going to get these things in there. This is new stuff by Linnea's Garden, and then we'll be up very shortly. We'll be right back. Brand new stuff by the Nervous Eaters, who continue to crank out fantastic music. They have a show at the Barron, I believe it's December 9th. So Randy Black is also on the bill. Make sure you get to that. We're going to do a little, I'm going to do a special Eaters thing, I think probably next week, because for the first time in a while, I have no guest coming in. But I'm here with Todd and Lisa. What's up, guys?
Hey, Skybar.
How are you? Pleasure to have you guys in here.
Always.
And
the heat's on.
The heat's on in this room.
Yeah.
It's very warm in here.
You're cooking some tunes.
Well, oh, that too. That too. And it is hot in here too, though. But that's, that's another
holy
show.
Smokes in the house.
Yeah. And you got the label. And so I want to ask a bit about the label initially. How long has the label been in existence? Not long, in existence.
We're a baby. Not even a year?
Right.
Yeah.
And so what led you to even start this project? Because it's a pretty big undertaking, to start a label. And so, like, why now, I guess, would be the question. Like you said, hey, let's start a label.
That's a great question. Like, why now, Skybar?
That's what I'm... Right.
Why not?
Couple of things. It actually isn't... It isn't a why now. It's why not, right? And the label idea... had been ours from a long time ago, when Lisa and I first got together, post Shake the Faith days, right. early 90s. It was like literally 30 years ago. We wrote a business plan to start a label. I was in a band at the time, producing new music. I had a project together with a drummer who had a recording studio. Went on to do other things that you know about, And we really were going to do it, but the industry was kind of shaking down, and there was just a change in the scene. It was mid, by then it was like mid-90s, and we started having family and raising kids, and one thing led to another. So fast forward to now, and it's literally, why not? You know,
because it was on the back burner for a while, I guess you could say that. Yeah,
long time. Just stewing there like a little seed in a garden, just waiting to get waiting to get germinated.
But that happens a lot, I think, with when obviously as you get older, family, kids, there is like a bit of a you get sidetracked, for lack of a better word. And I mean, even like poor Justine, who passed away, she was on the show. She's been on the show many times in the past, and she mentioned the same thing, that she kind of like her label. You know, the kids had kind of grown, her kid had kind of grown, and but for a while you kind of put that away when you're raising a kid and have like
it's
a real
career going on. So you know, we took our responsibilities as parents, you know, like as one should. And that's a full-time, more than full-time job. We, you know, we have three kids. So you met Eliza. She came in last time we were here. And so to get to this point where the kids are supportive and, like, you know, want to see us be happy and do what we love to do, I think you're right. I think it just, it needed to take its time to grow and be ready to turn into, you know, fruit.
But it never left. You always kind of
knew.
Always in the back of our mind. And we actually started this. Can you hear that out there?
I know.
They knew we were here.
They come. It really started as, in this incarnation of it, as a archive project, because we had so many friends and Todd's music, you know, in the Shake the Faith, and then our friends in Skin and other bands, that they were giving us their music, and we were like, let's just put it out. Let's see what, you know, because we had had these reunion shows for Shake the Faith, and then our friend Jay Potts. You know, memorial. And so it started like that. And then we have another friend, Bob Boyd, who used to do all of the video around New England for huge shows. I mean, he's filmed everyone. He has a huge catalog of like John Butcher Access and Charlie Farron. So many amazing musicians and even national ones. I mean, there's recordings of Joan Jett at, you know, really, really cool stuff. So that was in
he
the back
some
of
help
my
with
mind.
His library.
Right. He needed help with his library, and we were going to get it digitized and get it online and create.
You're still working on that.
Yeah, and we're working on that and create an archive out of all sorts of things. Venues, you know, not just bands and musicians, but the people and the places and the things that
we
have.
A lot of history.
Lots of history. Yeah. I love history. So it's really.
Yeah, that was the impetus to get going last year. And then Jay's passing. You know, the things we've been through. We've been through the pandemic and my cancer fight in 2021, right into Jay being in Holy Smoke, and then Jay's passing, and then this year being handed the opportunity to work with Dave Harrison, who you know and met and that. It just sort of happened, Skybar.
Dave the first single?
No. The first single was with a guy by the name of Aaron Bear, who was introduced to me through a mutual friend, and it was my first real step. He was my first real step into the producer's chair, like literally a guy who just had a song on acoustic guitar. Built a song around him, brought in my drummer, bandmate from Holy Smoke, Luke, played drums on that. Luke Bergeron played drums. John Songbell played keys. And that brought in the relationship with my friendship with Heather Rice Fahey from Lizzie Borden, who ended up on Candy with Linda Vienz.
Yeah.
So the whole thing just started, I don't know.
It's just growing.
It was literally, you know, hence Rock
Wild Ivy.
And we had collaborated on the name and tossed names around. And wouldn't you know, how is Rock Garden Records not taken?
RockGardenRecords.com
literally was not taken.
It's a great name.
And we were just like, okay,
we'll take it.
No one wants this. All right. You know, and you know, not to be funny or dismissive, it was kind of like, you look at those things and you go, okay.
This is a saying.
You know, there's this somebody out there likes us. I mean, how is that a thing? We thought up this name and there's the URL in this world where literally you can't.
Everything's gone.
Everything's gone. Wow, so we walk into that. And then, you know, horribly, you know, Justine passes away right when we're getting our ducks in a row. And so that, amazingly, you know, not, I don't, it's really hard to talk about because I didn't know her well personally. Yeah. I just knew who she was, her fame and her, you know, her local notoriety. And some of those people needed homes. Some of them have approached us. We've just left it at that. And we have, you know, immediately fostered a relationship with Crow Follow,
who
really shot some adrenaline into this whole business plan of like, okay, here's a band who's done up and ready with phenomenal recordings, fantastic human beings. We just fell in love with them. And then Lisa got really excited about the whole prospect of turning it into a working record label. Yeah. So, that's where we're at, really.
Yeah.
With a bunch of other artists already.
Where do you go searching for new artists? So do they come to you, or is it a mix, or is it...
I think the only one that we really went after was Crow Follow. I mean, everyone else has come to us.
That's kind
of
cool.
Because of the thing with, you know, with Justine passing, we don't want to be that thing. We want to do what we're going to do, and we don't want people to think we're out there poaching.
Right.
You know, so, I mean, we're here, and...
Let's just say, it's an amazing thing to wake up almost daily to new music being sent to us.
Yeah. I'm constantly looking for new music, not to just get on the older bands. We discussed that a bit off air, but... And I find it in all sorts of avenues, by going to shows, by going to shows and someone's opening up that I never heard of before.
Right.
I'm talking on a local level, and national tour, I should say, because both. I've been to Bob Mould shows where the Screaming Females opened up. I never heard of them.
Right.
I'm like, wow, it's a great band. And that happens on all levels. And I also search. I just randomly do Bandcamp, too, sometimes.
Right.
Because I do think it's important to keep some fresh blood in there.
Mm-hmm. Well, organically, you know... We go way back. I go personally a long time back with Pat Moynihan from Little Billy Lost and watch that band come together. While, you know, when he joined the band and watched their whole trajectory and how good they are and the music that they're creating, and Fred Pinot's whole arc and as a local, you know, legend.
Yeah, Atlantic, I mean,
the whole deal. And so that falling in place, and then Smitty's in that camp, right? And, you know, and then Smitty turns us, you know, we get turned on to the Fez Tones, and then we get turned onto that whole magic. I mean, that is a magic show. That is just a,
That's a whole, it's a spectacle.
Right.
I don't know.
Exactly. It is. And so you start to realize.
It's more than a band.
It is. It's a vibe.
As is he. He's like, he's more than just a person.
Spectacular spectacle.
Smitty's, he's a bit of a spectacle himself, though. In a good way.
Hi, Smitty.
In a very good way. Hey, Smitty, we love you, bro.
Smitty will be with me Saturday. I'll get to that later on.
And, so not to take up your whole hour here, but that has all just sort of just happened.
Yeah.
It just literally sort of embraced us with the idea, and then the idea became real, and then Holy Smoke was already putting out material, and my studio was already operational, and one thing led to another. And that's the big, I think, difference maker, Skybar, that people might not understand, is that I'm producing in some way most of these bands. I'm either mixing or fully producing or somehow involved with the production, except for Crow Follow. They just handed us, like, beautifully done, finished, mastered.
They were good to go.
Ready to go. Just out of the gate. So we're blessed to have them and all the energy they bring. And I'm really looking forward to turning you on to all the new stuff.
Mm. Yeah, we're going to play a bunch of stuff. Crow Follow actually is first.
Great.
I'm going to play, like, and then we're here to basically talk about the show that you have on the 26th.
But, is there a show?
Really?
We're going to bang out these tunes, and then we're going to talk all about that. But right now, this is Crow Follow.
Figured it would come to this. Punch drunk from the alcohol. Now I'm down at the dispensary. Tell the kids that daddy won't be long. Your mama was right about me when she said that boy's no good. I should have told that witch to save a breath. School, baby, you were the finest of them all, and everyone sure knew I was the man. You looked just like Kaylin's, that had it from infatuation.
Put on that station that rocks.
Records, cassettes, 8-track tapes, headphones loud.
station go. Reminds me back of the day. You were so funny, man, with your little radio. Walking around with your antenna up. Waiting for your favorite song.
Station's right here, right?
That's right. That's FM radio. True story.
All right. So
that was me as a kid.
That was Holy Smoke, tuned in, antenna up. Before that, a couple of people that are on doing some work with Rock Garden Records, Tom, Satch, Karens. I almost said Satch Sanders. Remember Satch Sanders?
Hey, Satch. Hope you're listening, buddy.
Oh, God. Tom, Satch, Karens with Those Lies.
Great
John
song.
John Pauhida, Idling.
Thank you, Joe.
Follow with In Between.
Crazy song.
So tell us a bit about this this big show, Revolution, a celebration of the Beatles' White Album at Brighton Music Hall, Sunday.
That's on Sunday.
Yeah.
Creeping up here.
Why?
No excuses. Get off the couch. Come rock out.
Yeah. Why? I guess why White Album, first of all?
Why not? Again, probably one of those debatable, highly debated records. You get into the music people who talk about the Beatles and, oh, it's Rubber Soul, oh, it's Revolver, oh, it's early, it's, you know, it's it's 63 to 67 and or 63 to 65 or whatever. So
I loved
the White Album, loved everything about it. Didn't understand a lot of it as a kid, learning how to play or whatever, but I just loved how it sounded. I loved that all of it was so different. I think it was interesting that there were no radio hits or real singles off of it. So that was kind of intriguing to me, even as a kid. And now later, we talked to our musician friends and got into a big discussion with Brad Hulin the other day about the bass playing and the musicianship and the production and the depth of the songwriting and where they were in their trajectory as a band at that point. And it's just a really interesting record. It happens to be turning 55. Tomorrow. And we're dropping a whole bunch of singles in a little Thanksgiving basket for everybody tomorrow.
Yeah, I saw that online. You got a 4 or 5 new singles.
Five new songs. From five artists that are now in our little garden.
Yeah.
Digging in, as they say. And so the White Album just became the focus. Chachi Loprat, Breakfast with the Beatles, is a good friend of mine. We go way back. And we have been trying to figure out how to work together. How do we connect, ourselves, local music, with the Beatles' history and his brand and his fan base and whatnot. And this became the idea to, celebrate it. Also get to play those songs.
Yeah.
Right? As musicians, there's almost nothing better to cover.
Walk into any room anywhere. But more importantly, showcase our artists.
Well, of course. Right. Yeah. Of course.
And you want to tell who's in this? And they're all going to do one original and a song from the White Album.
Right.
And there's a couple, I'll tell you a little teaser, there's a couple deep cuts because I mentioned a couple songs that are not the ones, and I think they're going to get out there. So it'll be interesting.
Yeah, secret.
Everyone chose their own song and they're not what you'd think.
Which is
really cool. So, so we have Fifth Freedom.
Kicks off with Satch.
Kicks off with Satch, right. Through that, I don't have that.
We get the flyer right here.
So it's Satch Karens, and then we have Galaxy Cake.
Their Beatles song's going to floor
Beatles
people,
song,
but their originals are so awesome, people.
Yeah.
Just come for Galaxy
Cake.
And they're fairly new.
Yes. And they're in the studio at Galaxy Park. Right
I saw
now.
That.
Isn't that cool?
The debut EP.
Coming.
Very
coming.
Cool.
Yeah.
And then we have a new band. Some young kids from South Portland, Maine, Leaf, are playing a Beatles song.
Oh.
Yeah.
And I like that.
Yeah,
new,
very young. And
Friends of our daughters.
And son. And
are they a late edition?
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. They're a very late edition, like last week.
Fifth Freedom.
Oh, Fifth Freedom. I have the list right here.
False Positives.
False Positives.
Holy Smoke.
Crow Follow.
Billy Lost. Smitty and the Festones are playing. Those are the bands that are playing full sets that are doing, you know, original songs and a Beatles song.
Right.
And then we have sort of what we're calling guest performers. Bless us or grace us with a couple of songs each, sort of in between, like, you know, set change, whatever you want to say, the interlude bands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that became a great opportunity to feature Keith Bennett from Casket Rats. And
does he go back to Hmong Day?
Wrecking Crew?
What am I thinking? He wasn't in Hmong.
And John
Pohida. And Captain Easy Chord.
Oh yeah, can't forget the Cap.
Really, really excited about his single. Yeah. It's really cool.
And we even have some special guest. Am I forgetting anyone?
MCs.
MCs. So we have
full boat here.
We have Chachi Lepret. We have Kristen Eck from Bumblebee Radio, mm-hmm. and Destiny Costa.
And we asked Skybar, but he's shy.
He's shy.
He did.
But maybe he'll get up on stage. A lot the last
people
minute
have asked
like,
me to do that.
Oh, and yeah. AJ Wattel.
We can't forget about AJ
because back he was the one that did Boston Does the Beatles. That was his thing.
Okay.
And AJ is a dear friend and was right there at the beginning of my whole trajectory and career in Boston. And he is going to come tell a little story about that and about Boston doing the Beatles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And here we are now.
Sounds like a fantastic event.
We hope so.
Not to be missed with all these bands.
No. So come early, bring your party pants, put on your dancing shoes, join us, have some fun, tell your friends, spread the love.
And if you're up Saturday morning, it is Saturday, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mike's show. Saturday at 7 a.m.
Amen.
I'm going to be on with Smitty, and we're going to play probably all these bands or whatever we get out of these bands. I don't want singles by all of them, but pretty close,
singles.
Too.
I'll get you all their singles.
Pretty close, too. So we'll have 2 hours to do that. So, I'll have time. And we're going to do that Saturday morning at 7 a.m.
Thank you, Smitty. Thank you, Skybar.
Yeah,
Thank you.
I'm going to get out of here. We're going to play, I think I got the False Positive line.
Yay.
Up, too.
Ooh, yeah.
Because that's a great song. Yeah, there it is. All right. So, once again, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having us. It's always a pleasure.
Yeah, my pleasure. I'll see you at the show.
Great.
And this is the False Positives.
Behind him with a knife up to his throat. Because
All right, that kicker was by the Hot Drops called Lessons Learned. Before that, I know what I played before that. I forgot to log it in. So that'll be a mystery. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. Public service message from WMFO Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. It's 8:57 WMFO Medford. Rising with Skybot. Thanks for listening. I want to thank Todd and Lisa once again for coming in. And I'm going to leave you with one by the Downbeat 5. See you next week. Thanks for listening.